Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we did a chapter with regards to speaking clearly, speaking in such a manner that the person that is listening, he doesn't have to strain himself in understanding what the speaker is speaking. In other words, person is making consideration, a person is considering the person that he's speaking to, doesn't want to unnecessarily put him into any type of difficulty. So in terms of his speech, he's very clear. The way he's speaking, what he's speaking, even the words that he's using, he uses such words that are not above the level of the person that is understanding or the person that is listening. So his words are clear, his tone is clear, the choice of words are clear, the mannerism in which he pitches himself and he speaks also very, very clear. This is taught to us from the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes it would require repetition. We did Rasulullah Sultan, he would repeat the salam 3 times. When he is speaking about something that is important, then he would repeat it 3 times. So this shows us that how important it is to make the person understand the person that we are speaking to without putting them into any type of difficulty. Sometimes the person is sitting and he's whispering. The other person on that side has to lend his ear to such an extent that he has to concentrate so much just to understand what this person is saying. Why? Because only thing he did was he lowered his voice. So here he's telling us that raise the voice to that extent that is necessary. Don't go beyond that it becomes difficult to hear. Don't go below that it becomes difficult to hear in the sense that a person is screaming and now it's hurting the ears to hear that type of screaming, type of talk. Sometimes you find 2 people that are next to each other and they're talking. But wherever they're walking and they're talking, the whole area can hear what these people are speaking because of the tone that they are speaking. So Islam is so beautiful, it's so refined, even with regard to the speech, how a person should talk, Islam has taught us this, and we see from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we do another chapter, and the chapter is the person that is listening, how he should listen. What a beautiful deen we've got, how we should talk and how we should listen. In other words, someone else is talking, how we should listen. Now this hadith, this chapter speaks about this. Babu Isra'il Jalisil, Babu Isra'il Jalisi li hadithi jalisihi alladhi laysa bi haramin wastinsatil alimi wal wa'idhi hadiri majlisihi. The chapter on listening attentively to the words of one's companion as long as what he is saying is not unlawful. So the first part we learn is that we listen carefully, we listen attentively. Someone is talking to us, we shouldn't be playing on the cell phone, we shouldn't be looking and doing other things. What we should be doing, we should listen attentively what this man is saying. The next thing we learn from this chapter is that we must listen attentively when he's not saying something that is haram. For example, if he's saying something haram, he's making ghibat, he's gossiping about someone, or he's talking some type of filth, etc., then what we do is that we stop listening. We don't listen any further. We let this person, we move away and we leave this person. Why? Because he is speaking something that is not correct. So what we do is we listen attentively. This is part of listening. And how do we listen? We listen in such a way that we listen and we pay focus our attention to what the man is saying. Then you'll find a person won't have to ask a person to repeat what he said. I didn't understand what you said. Because when he was speaking, our attention was fully there to what the person is saying. So anyway, moving on, the chapter on listening attentively to the words of one's companion, as long as what he's saying is not unlawful. And a scholar or speaking, or the speaker is asking his audience to remain silent. So one is where a person is listening and he's paying attention. The other is the person that is speaking, he asks the audience to remain silent. This is also taught to us from the Mubarak teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we'll see. So there is nothing wrong if the crowd is making a noise, and the person that is a speaker, he's asking the crowd to remain silent before he starts speaking. Why? If you remain silent, then the attention will be much higher than people all speaking. There are a few discussions going around all around, and one person is trying to speak when others are already speaking, then it becomes difficult. So here the speaker that is speaking is addressing the audience. There is no harm. It is part of the deen, part of the sunnah, to ask the crowd to remain quiet, and then the person speaks. Everyone can pay attention. So today's hadith, عن جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع استنصت الناس ثم قال لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض متفق عليه هذا جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me on occasion of the حجة الوداع the farewell hajj farewell pilgrimage Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told me you can imagine what a crowd was there massive crowd so Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم telling the sahabi هذا جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه that ask the people to be silent. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam first told him that you ask all the people to remain silent. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to address them. Now there was a big crowd. Obviously when there's a big crowd you'll get a big noise. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam told this one sahabi you keep the crowd silent. So this teaches us that the person that is speaking to request people to remain silent is also part of our deen. So Rasulullah sallallahu told the sahabi Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah that you go and you ask the people to remain silent. So he asked the people to remain silent. He then said, do not be... Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this as part of the speech that he had given. Here in this hadith, only this part is mentioned. What is this part? That do not become kuffar. Do not become disbelievers after me. Nabi alayhi salam is giving advice. Do not become kuffar, disbelievers after me by striking the necks of one another. In other words, this is the quality of the kuffar, those that don't believe. They fight with each other. In other words, you mustn't be a ummah that fights with each other, striking the necks of each other, that you involved in disputes, fights, fighting with each other. Nabi alayhi salam gives such beautiful advice. In other words, you must be an ummah, one ummah. And in different ahadith, Rasulullah explained what is an ummah, that it one, if the eye is paining, the whole body is paining. The head is paining, the whole body is paining. Not that you have become disjointed. And then you don't be like the kuffar where you start fighting one another. In other words, you're acting like the kuffar, becoming like them in terms of fighting. Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned that knowledge has five stages. Ilm has five stages. The first stage of ilm is listening attentively. What we're doing in this chapter, listening attentively is the first step of learning. What happens is sometimes the attention span is not there. Even the children in the school, attention span is very poor. Everyone's mind is on something else. The mind is preoccupied with different things. But Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi is saying that this is the first step of learning. That when you listen attentively. The next thing is keeping quiet, remaining silent. That also we did today. The third is memorizing. In other words, certain things need to be memorized, need to be learnt. This is now the third step of knowledge. The fourth step is practicing on what you learnt. That will help a person in making his knowledge even stronger. He remained quiet. He listened attentively, he was quiet, he memorized, he learned what he needed to learn. Then a person practiced upon what he learned. And then the fifth stage of learning is propagating. When a person now teaches what he learned, he propagates what he learns, that knowledge of his gets even more stronger. Like a very strong bond or strong mix. The thing that makes this ilm and knowledge strong is a person now starts propagating, teaches what he says. Therefore you'll find a person that is involved in teaching in what he has learnt, that knowledge of his will be much more than what he just learnt and he didn't propagate or he didn't teach. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. See how important it is to listen carefully, listen importantly. Unfortunately, in a time of social media, cell phone, etc., sometimes when a father is talking to the child, he's on the phone. Mother is talking to the child, he's on the phone. And like that, people are so busy, the minds are preoccupied, whereas this is the first stage of knowledge. If we don't have this stage, then there is no knowledge. Person not is listening attentively, what will he learn, what will he listen? Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, bringing this into our life. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursaleen, alhamdulillah.